Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Virtual learning, online courses, and webinars have been around for some time. Our next guest has been a part of that industry, helping people create their own courses from their upstate headquarters for almost 10 years now. Paul Johnson is CEO and co-founder of PathRight, and he joins us by phone from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company and how you got into this business.
It all started about 20 years ago now when my twin brother, Mark, and I were about 13 years old. And we learned to design websites and write code, and we fell in love with, you know, using that skill set to solve real problems and have been working on software ever since. In the early 2000s, we paid our way through school by writing software for a local university, and that's when we first began to recognize the impact that better software tools could have on teachers and learners. And fast forward to 2011, we had a software consulting company, and we were working with a client who needed a better way to offer distance certification courses, and they tried a bunch of stuff and nothing was working. We did some research, and we found out that there really was no software designed to offer a really great learning experience that anyone could use. So we created a prototype concept, pitched it to our client, and they actually partnered with us to create the very first version. And now we have 14 amazing team members, mostly here in Greenville, and are steadily growing.
What are the more popular areas of this field?
I'll share a few examples. We have a local nonprofit called Reach Out and Read Carolina, who has an incredible team of people that travels all around South Carolina and North Carolina teaching family doctors how to recognize early literacy milestones in young children to make sure that they're developing lifelong leaders. They even teach doctors how to train parents to develop those good reading habits. Another one that's a little further away is a really fast-growing startup that's revolutionizing personal transportation in Asia. They're kind of like the Uber of Asia. And they use PathRight to test over 10,000 potential drivers every month to make sure that they're ready to safely transport people. One of our customers that your listeners may have come across before is AllRecipes. They're the world's biggest recipe website, and they launched a cooking school that offers these quick online cooking lessons that help aspiring cooks become more confident in the kitchen. But we have small and big businesses and individual teachers, churches, universities, K-12 classrooms to teach, you know, about anything you can imagine.
What have been some of your challenges in getting this business up and running?
I think some of our challenges have actually been the fact that there are just so many different types of teachers and organizations. It's a very diverse audience. And while that's really great from a product perspective, from a business perspective, it can be challenging to, you know, contextualize our marketing messages to talk to a specific audience when the tool is so broad that it can be used, you know, to teach just about anywhere.
And so what has been your marketing plan?
Actually, to pick a few markets where we're getting some traction, talk specifically to that market using the language that they use that they're familiar with, doing proactive marketing efforts to get the product in front of them more. We're picking a few markets to really focus our intentional efforts on. The interesting thing about the homeschool market that is often the biggest need that they have is to find really good curriculum that's ready and easy to teach with, and then customize it and personalize it for their individual child who they're teaching and they know. So often the way that we approach the homeschool market is actually by partnering with a publisher to provide some of the curriculum that they need.
And so a lot of these are courses that are already online. You go to those course publishers and work in a customization effort.
Yes, that's exactly right. So a homeschool parent, or let's say a teacher in a classroom, or a leader in a church, depending on who their audience is, can take that content, customize it to their particular group.
We hear a lot about labor shortages, and I know that also software engineers are hard to find. Has that been a challenge for your company?
You know, surprisingly, it has not been that big of a challenge. One of the interesting things about being located in South Carolina, specifically Greenville, is that there's this really great tech community here that's kind of behind the scenes. And we work with a co-working community called Atlas Local that has some of the best entrepreneurs and designers and developers that I've ever come across anywhere. But the cost of living is so affordable and family-friendly at the same time. And that combination has really led to a case where it's not been that difficult for us to find very talented people and to actually bootstrap a business without having to take the traditional route of raising a bunch of capital or taking on a lot of debt.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us today.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Paul Johnson is CEO and co-founder of PathRight, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.